Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. The Jordan Harbinger Show is an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. I like it a lot. And since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. One episode that I found fascinating was episode 414, where Jordan talks with Jonah Berger about how to change anyone's mind. I really enjoy this show, and I think you will too. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, best-selling author Ryan Holiday talks with us about how to be more productive. Enjoy.
So my thing on productivity is you start with the most important things first, right? So I think part of stoicism is just this acceptance that a big chunk of stuff's outside of your control. And you accept that the day is going to have chaos, there's going to be interruptions, things are going to go wrong. So with that being the case, I want to tackle the important things as early as possible, right? So I'm prepared for when that goes wrong. Seneca's thing of premeditatio malorum, a premeditation of the evils or accidents or the Murphy's Law that's likely to interrupt you. To me, that's what I do. So I want to win the morning, and that's how you win the day. I think if you get the important stuff done early, you get it done right, you are insulated from the swings of fortune. My day is built around that reality. So I do my important stuff early, I get it done, I get up early, I work hard without interruptions. To me, procrastination is like arrogance. It's like, oh, I will get to it later. You don't know you're going to get to it later. Like, I mean, even there's the memento mori idea of like, look, you could be dead. But I just mean more like, I know I have time now, so I'm going to do that now. I don't know that I'm going to have time later, so I'm not going to assume that I do. So that's like a big part of my productivity. The other part, I think, is like, what do you not do? So Marcus Aurelius is like, ask yourself with everything that happens, like, is this necessary? Is this essential? And the truth is, most things are not essential. Seneca talks about how we are really protective of our property, intellectual or physical, but then we just let people steal our time like crazy, like we have an unlimited amount of it. Your neighbor can come waste your time and you won't say anything because you don't want to be rude. But if he, you know, built a shed on your back, you know, on part of your backyard, you'd lose your mind. So you don't know how many hours you're going to get this year. You don't know how many days you're going to get. So be protective of that time, but then also be respectful and protective of other people's time. So asking yourself, is this necessary? Not just assuming that because everyone is doing something or the way other people are doing it is the way it's always been done, is the way to do it. That question to me is really important. So I say no a lot. You have to say no a lot, because if you don't, every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. So I want to say no to things so I can say yes to the things that matter. And I think that's how the Stoics thought about productivity advice. Morning routines are all the rage. You know, I've talked about mine a bunch of times. It is true. I think if you win the morning, you can sort of win your day. But what about the evening ritual? Seneca talks about this almost more explicitly than the Stoics talk about their morning routines. He says, you know, in the evenings, after my wife has gone to bed, I have this habit. I sit down and I put the day up for review. Basically, he sat down and he would ask himself questions. He's like, did you get better today? Where did you fall short? Did you do what you said you were going to do? And this sort of review, this reflection on the day past is how he kind of brings the books of that day close, like to bring them up to date. And so when the Stoics talk about journaling, it's not just journaling in the morning. The morning journaling is like, who do I want to be? What am I trying to do today? What's important? What should I think about? What should I be ready for? The evening journaling, the evening routine is, where did I fall short? What could I have done better? Did I do what I said? Where am I making progress? You know, what's going well? And that sort of interrogation of oneself, I think, is really, really valuable. Marcus Aurelius talks about sleep a lot. So, you know, I think he struggled with sleep, so he kind of had a love-hate relationship with it. But I think the Stoics would have been amazed that, you know, we're like mainlining television and text messages and video all the way up until we're supposed to just magically fall asleep. And then we complain that, you know, we're not well-rested. I think the idea of kind of winding down reading, Cato was famous for having sort of long conversations. He would drink a little wine. He would debate philosophy. This is very different than, you know, just watching, you know, CNN until you drift off to sleep. So I think part of that sort of reflection ritual, but then also some of those other things, is about kind of the winding down, bringing a gradual but you know, intentional close to the day is really important. So in that's in mind. I don't sleep with my phone in the room. You know, I try to read before bed. I don't stay up late. Don't have a television in my bedroom. Like those sort of things are just little choices you can make that set you up to, I think, have a better close to the day and then set up a more philosophical tomorrow. Who are your heroes? So Seneca talks about finding yourself a Cato, like finding a ruler to measure yourself, to make yourself straight against, is really important. And in, I think, book 6 of Meditations, Marcus Aurelius talks about, he's like, nothing is better than seeing the wisdom or the lessons of the people you admire laid out in front of you. So those heroes, that the people he opens Meditations talking about, he's not writing that in Meditations for them, he's writing it for him. He wants to remember what he was taught by the people who taught it to him. He wants to meditate on their examples, and that makes him better. That's one of the reasons we made that Marcus Aurelius bust for Daily Stoic. It's like, that sits on my desk. I look at it as I'm writing, and I'm reminded of Marcus Aurelius's example, and it inspires me, it shames me, it makes me better. Hey, thanks for watching Daily Stoic. If you want to learn more about Stoicism, you can check out some of our other videos here. Subscribe, we'd really appreciate it. Keep learning, keep studying, and remember those 4 Stoic virtues: courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.